If you want to see where the country stands, skip cable news and political speeches. Look at the kitchen table and across Pennsylvania, families are running the numbers and too often the math doesn't work. At Americans for Prosperity Pennsylvania, our grassroots activists are on the doors every single day. We're in small towns, suburban neighborhoods, and even city blocks, talking to constituents right on their doorsteps. Regardless of party registration or income level, what issue rises above the rest? Affordability. Pennsylvanians feel like they're working just as hard as they were a few years ago, but their paychecks don't stretch as far as they used to. Grocery prices are just now beginning to decline, utility bills are up, and mortgage rates have priced young families out of the housing market. This didn't happen by accident. Policy decisions have consequences. Years of excessive federal spending during the Biden era have fueled inflation and eroded purchasing power. When Washington spends trillions beyond its means, it shows up in higher prices at the store and higher interest rates on loans. Inflation operates like a hidden tax, hitting working families and retirees the hardest. Now that we're finally seeing change in Washington, Congress can change course by restoring fiscal discipline, reforming the broken budget process, and rejecting the idea that every challenge requires another massive spending bill. Families in Pennsylvania must live within their budgets. The federal government should be expected to do the same. Energy policy is another area where Congress can make immediate difference. Energy touches nearly every aspect of daily life. It determines what we pay at the pump, what we pay to heat our homes, and what it costs to transport goods across the country. America is rich in natural resources, yet federal permitting delays, duplicative regulations, and ideological constraints have limited supply and driven up costs. Expanding domestic production, streamlining infrastructure approvals, and allowing innovation in traditional and emerging energy sectors would ease price pressures across the economy. Energy abundance lowers costs for families, it strengthens national security, and it supports good-paying jobs, many of which are right here in the Commonwealth. Healthcare remains one of the largest financial burdens on families and small businesses. Instead of empowering patients, federal policy has layered the system with mandates, limited transparency, and fewer choices. Congress can expand access to health savings accounts and remove barriers to direct primary care arrangements. When consumers have information and options, competition works. When competition works, prices come down. Finally, housing is another area where affordability challenges are front and center. For many young adults, home ownership feels increasingly out of reach. Limited supply, regulatory hurdles, and slow development processes have driven up prices. While states and municipalities play a significant role in housing policy, Congress can examine federal rules and incentives that contribute to the problem. Encouraging flexibility, reducing unnecessary federal barriers, and supporting policies that allow markets to respond to demand will help increase supply and stabilize prices over time. The goal should be simple here. Make it easier to build so that families can afford to buy. Underlying all these issues is a broader principle. Economic growth and affordability are not driven by government control, but rather freedom. When small businesses can expand without being bogged down by red tape, they hire more workers. And when workers have opportunities, wages rise. When entrepreneurs can innovate without navigating endless regulatory obstacles, consumers benefit from better products at a lower price. Congress should focus on creating an environment where growth happens from the bottom up rather than the top down. At Americans for Prosperity, we believe affordability is about more than short-term relief, but instead about removing the structural barriers that make everyday life unnecessarily expensive. It's about trusting individuals more than bureaucracies and markets more than mandates. Listening to the people who are feeling the strain most acutely. Our grassroots team hears it every day at the doors. Families don't want handouts. They want to keep more of what they earn. They want leaders who understand that every policy has a cost and that those costs ultimately land on their families. Congress can help make life more affordable, and it will require discipline, courage, and a renewed commitment to the principles that have historically made this country prosperous. Limited government, free enterprise, and individual liberties. If lawmakers focus on fiscal responsibility, families will begin to feel relief not through temporary fixes, but through lasting change. Head to AFPPennsylvania.com to join our movement to make life more affordable for Pennsylvania families. This is Emily Bry, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.